Welcome to our Sunday night Bible study. Tonight we're going to be talking about six practical ways to cope with the death of a loved one. Many of us in this church have lost a loved one, including myself. Many people around the world have lost loved ones to this COVID pandemic, and many people have lost loved ones to death of a loved one. So I wanted to bring a message tonight, six practical ways to cope with death. I once read a story that read, "While walking the streets of downtown New Orleans, it's pretty common to witness a parade or two. I've clapped and cheered on the sidewalk as a wedding party danced their way down the streets. I've listened to the band play celebratory songs like when the saints go marching in, as the sea of people dressed in black dance and cheer their way down from the cemetery. It seemed there is always something worth celebrating in this bustling city. Puzzled, I wondered how you could celebrate death with a parade. After learning about New Orleans jazz funerals, I realized I missed the funeral procession to the gravesite. While the mourners walked and a brass band plays heavy metal and sad tunes, I often witnessed the parade's end after the funeral and the burial where joy explodes. According to NewOrleans.com, when the deceased is laid to rest or they cut the body loose, the mourners cut loose as well. I wish we only needed to break out in song and dance to cope with the death of a loved one. But similar to the jazz funeral, there is first a process of mourning. Unfortunately, unlike the parade, the actual process of grieving and mourning generally lasts a long time before the heavens open and Jesus fills our hearts with peace, joy, and celebration. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and we'll read two verses, verses 27 and 28. Open your Bibles to Hebrews, chapter 9, and we'll read two verses. The Bible says, "As it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for those in attendance tonight. We ask you, Lord, that you give us the wisdom we need to teach your word. We pray, Father, for those that have lost loved ones, those in the hospitals, dreading this fateful disease that has gripped our nation. We ask you, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, as we study your word tonight, to see how we can deal with the loss of a loved one and how we can deal with coping of a loss of a friend. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen. Having lost my own wife earlier this year, I have learned many things about having to deal with loss. Here are six practical ways to deal with the loss of a loved one that I have learned. Number one, take one day at a time. Since my wife passed away in January, I've had to learn to take one step at a time, one day at a time, and one moment at a time. There is nothing harder than losing a loved one. We must, after all things, learn to live without them. Even though it's hard, we must learn to take one day at a time. When we first lost a loved one, and that fateful day comes when God is going to take that person out of this world, we can hardly put one foot in front of the other, let alone deal with all the preparations, paperwork, and new responsibilities. I never thought there would be so much to take care of once my wife passed away. Paperwork, endless time of going to places to take death certificates so that I might find a way to alleviate all of her bills that was left behind. Never had I thought that I would have to go so many places and deal with so many things as I did when my wife passed away. Death breaks our heart, unsettles our souls, and shakes the very earth beneath our feet. It is impossible to plan or move beyond the day at hand when grief is fresh. After experiencing loss several times in my own ministry, the best advice I've heard on coping with death is to take it one day at a time. Don't expect too much of yourself in this season. Let grief take its due course. Jesus tells us, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." This verse is a message of hope to calm our anxious thoughts, but it is also a guide on how to handle moving forward by taking one day at a time. It is okay to live day by day when coping with the death of someone you love dearly, but you must give yourself time to grieve. You must take one day at a time. You must know that that loved one has lost you with a lot of responsibilities left behind to deal with everything you've got to deal with, even though it might be life insurance, even though it might be bills left behind, even though it might be family members that need your support. Take one day at a time. You never need to think that this grief process is going to go fast. This grief process is going to go extremely narrow. You never believe and never need to understand that this process of grieving is going to take a long time. The second thing you need to do to cope with the loss of a loved one is accept that there is no timeline for grieving. This is very important. Accept that there is no time for grieving. Everybody's situation is different. Everybody is different. You may grieve a month. My mother-in-law, after the passing of my father-in-law, has been grieving for 8 months before her passing the week before my wife passed away from COVID. Listen, my friend, accept that there is no timeline for grieving. You may grieve a month. You may grieve a year. You may grieve 10 years. Accept that there is no timeline for grieving. Everybody's circumstance is different. Even when we believe in life after death and know that our loved ones are spending eternity in heaven with Jesus, there's always a time and a place for mourning until we join our friends and family in heaven. Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus, knowing full well he was going to raise Lazarus back to life. At Lazarus' tomb, Jesus gives us a glimpse of the depth of his compassion and understanding of human grief. Grieving can impact us for the rest of our lives. We must accept that this is just a natural human process integrated throughout our years. The course of grief is unpredictable, but we can prepare ourselves for dealing with the intense emotions of grief by leaning upon the comfort of Jesus that he offers us. Cast your cares on Jesus, for he cares for you. Read his word, pray, and lean on your brothers and sisters in the church. Always remember that grieving process, there is no timeline for it. You may grieve longer than somebody else. You may see someone in the church that grieves a week. You may see some that grieve a month. You may see some that have been grieving for many years. Remember that your process may be different totally from theirs. You may have your own time of grieving. You may not grieve at all. You may have expected that person's death, and you may have accepted it. Listen, when my wife was in the hospital with COVID pneumonia, I had come to the realization that she was not going to come out of the hospital after talking to the doctor, and I realized, and I had to accept, that I might have to go on without her. So I, before she passed away, I had already accepted the fact that Jesus was going to take her home, and I did not grieve that much. Now, do I miss her? Certainly. I certainly miss her. I certainly did not want her to pass away, but I am not grieving because I accepted the fact that Jesus wanted to take her home. So that takes us to the third way we can deal with grief and cope with the loss of a loved one. Connect with others. There's nothing more important than connecting with your church members, with your friends, your family, and join a support group. Connecting with others is a crucial step to cope with death. You don't have to be alone with your feelings and pain. Gathering with others can provide you an opportunity to talk through the hard times and the things in your life. If you feel uncomfortable doing so, it is always vital that you have someone you can talk to. It is also a great way to reminisce about your deceased loved one and hopefully share some laughs. I've read many beautiful stories of new lifetime friendships and bonds formed at grief-supporting groups. It's worth trying to connect with others walking the same path as you. Remember, one day you will be able to support others through seasons of mourning and help them cope with their loss because you have lost a loved one. Remember, one day you will meet your loved ones again when Jesus raptures the church and you pass away. Listen, always have somebody you can trust, somebody you can go to, somebody you can rely on. That is vital when you lose a loved one. Have somebody that will share your burden with you. Listen, Jesus is the ultimate giver of comfort, but you need friends. You need people you can go to, people you can talk to, people you can communicate with, people you can cry with, people you can laugh with. You need to connect with others. Fourthly, start a new tradition. Starting a new tradition is the best way to cope with the loss of a loved one. I recently read a story in a book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, by Amy Moron. The author unexpectedly lost her 26-year-old husband to a heart attack. She worked up the courage to ask her mother-in-law how she planned to spend the day of their deceased loved one's upcoming birthday. The mother-in-law responded, "What do you think about skydiving?" They created a tradition to celebrate his love of life and adventure by doing something adventurous on his birthday every year. While not everyone is ready to skydive, Amy Moran offers other suggestions for creating a tradition to celebrate the life of a loved one and focus your thoughts elsewhere to cope with death. Try anything that your loved one liked to do for entertainment and make it an annual event to keep their memory alive. This is very important. Start a new tradition. Start getting together with your family and your friends every year at the same time. Maybe it is on the day of their death. And get together with them and start a new tradition. Keep that memory of them alive. Show photos. Have something to do that they enjoyed. Maybe they enjoyed bowling. Take your family bowling. Maybe they enjoyed playing ball. Get a group and go play ball on their death day. Whatever you have to do to help you cope with the death of a loved one, start that new tradition and carry on that tradition every year so that you can keep their memory alive. Now, fifthly, reminisce about your relationship. Preserving memories and focusing on the good times you had with your loved one is another essential way to cope with death. You can write letters to them, create a memory box, plant a tree, or do anything you know your loved one would cherish. Last year, I attended two funerals. One funeral was full military service for the passing of a close friend. And the other funeral took place in a local church where a former church member of mine attended. Both services shared stories and testimonies to the character and faith of the deceased. My church member was a celebration of her life, and it was beautiful. And we watched a video presentation of pictures of her life. Her family reminisced about all the good times in her life and wholeheartedly laughed at her shenanigans as well. It was a purifying process to help the families start to heal and cope with her death, and they will continue to keep her memory alive in their family gatherings. Listen, that is a good way to remember somebody. Reminisce about your relationship. Reminisce about the good times you have. Recall all the good times. Show pictures. Show things that people like to do. Reminisce about your relationship with that loved one. Reminisce and always show them you care for them, you love them, and you want them to be part of your future. Listen, my friend, the final thing that we need to do is don't forget to look up. Don't forget where your help comes from. If what's ahead scares you and what's behind hurts you, then look up above. God will guide you. I found this quote by an unknown source that perfectly captures the pain of death of someone close to you. It explains the anxiety we feel looking ahead to life without the deceased and points to the ultimate source and hope of our comfort. Don't wait for when all else fails to start the healing journey with God and cope with the loss. Sometimes we can only pray, and even praying can be challenging. But my friend, I want you to know we have a God who knows our needs, our thoughts, before we can think them, and who loves us like no other can. He is our compassionate Heavenly Father who turns everything good in His time. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Listen, my friend, this may be challenging for you. This may not be what you want to go through, but God understands. God understands everything you're facing. God understands everything you're going through. God understands that you're hurting. God understands everything about your life. So bring your cares and your worries to Him and lay them at His feet, and He will give you comfort. I was talking to a person this week that was going through a hard time of the loss of a loved one. And I told them, listen, the Bible says, cast your care upon God, for He cares for you. That's the most important thing I could have told them, because they were dealing with this loss like no other person I had ever seen that dealt with a loss. And they needed help. They needed a comforting word from the Word of God. And I tried my best to do that for them. Listen, you may go talk to someone who's lost a loved one, and you may not be able to comfort them. But any time that you go to comfort a loved one, remember, God is the source of all comfort. God is the source of all struggles that we go through, and He can comfort us in any way that we need comfort. Jesus even said, to lay all of your cares upon Me, lay all your burdens upon Me, lay all your worries upon Me, for I am meek and lowly, and I will give you rest to your souls. Listen, my friend, if we will learn to trust in God, worship Him, and go to Him with our cares and our worries. In closing, I lost my wife earlier this year, and I can tell you firsthand that the pain and suffering of my personal loss hurts more every day. I have to rely on God to give me the peace that passes all understanding to help me cope with my loss. God has promised that if we will simply come to Him, lay our burdens upon Him, He will comfort our weary souls. If you have lost a loved one and you're dealing with great loss and you can't seem to find any peace, follow the words of Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice that. Notice Jesus promises, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Listen, my friend, I want you to know that I know what you're going through. I may not experience the same feelings that you experience, but I have learned these six things can help you when you're dealing with the loss of a loved one. I'm going to go over them again, and I want you to write them down, and I want you to remember them. Take one day at a time. Take one day at a time. You're going to have to walk through this life alone for a certain amount of time. You need to take one day at a time and let God help you as you walk this path of life. Take one day at a time. And secondly, accept that there is no timeline for grieving. Listen, everybody's different. Everybody grieves in their own way. Everybody grieves differently. So I want you to understand that everybody may not grieve like you do. You grieve the way you grieve. Let them grieve the way they grieve. And y'all come together as members of the church, as members of the body of Christ, and remember that there's no timeline for grieving. You may grieve a year. The other person may grieve a month. Some people grieve for many years, but there's no timeline. Remember that. There's no timeline. You may have grieved simply a week, but don't expect that person or that loved one to grieve the same amount that you grieve. Now, thirdly, connect with others. This is very important, and I'm going to stop there just a minute. Connecting with others in your church, in support groups, wherever you can find somebody that you can trust to share your burden with you. Connect with them after the loss of a loved one. Connect with them. Share your burdens with them. Share your heartaches with them. Share everything you can with them so they can shelter you, so that they can share your burden with you, so that they can pray for you, so that they can lift this heavy load that you're carrying. Connect with others. Connect with them because they want you to connect with them and share your troubled heart with them. Fourthly, start a new tradition. Starting a new tradition that you do every year on the death of a loved one is an excellent way to keep their memory alive. Keep their memory alive by doing something that that person enjoyed. Listen, my friend, it is easy to keep a person alive. Keep a photo around to remind you of them. Have activities every year on the day of their death to remind people that they enjoyed life. This is an excellent way to bring people to Jesus and to help people deal with the coping of a loved one that they have lost. Always remember that God is with you. Always remember that you never walk alone. Always remember that God will give you that comfort you need as you connect with others. Fifthly, reminisce about your relationship. Get together with your friends. Get together with people you love. Get together with relatives that you love and that you cherish and that you want to reminisce with, and reminisce about the good times you had with your family members. Now, everybody's not going to be the same. Everybody's not going to want to join in with this, because a lot of people don't want to even mention someone after they passed away because they don't want those memories drug up. But this is a great way for you never to forget that person. Reminisce about your relationship you have with them. Church members, reminisce about how they could sing in church. Reminisce about how you love to hear them sing. Reminisce about you love to hear them witness and talk about Jesus. Reminisce is the way that you can find that you can build relationships and build a relationship with someone maybe that has lost a loved one as well as you have. Reminisce about them. And finally, never forget to look up where your help comes from. This is the most important thing that we talked about tonight. God is the comfort of all comfort. He will give you a peace that passes understanding. He will give you a joy that the world can't give. Don't ever forget to look up. Praise God that you will join your loved ones when you pass away. Listen, praise God that you know Jesus as well as they did, and you'll worship God together when you pass away. Listen, praise God for everything. Praise God always. Praise God for the death of a loved one, because listen, my friend, that may seem strange to you, praising God for the death of a loved one, but I'm going to tell you, I praise God for taking my wife home. That's where she wanted to be, with her daddy who had passed away 8 years ago. I praise God for taking her home, because she is having no more trouble breathing as she had when she was on that ventilator. I praise God for taking her home, where she will receive her new body that will never get tired, never grow old, never get sick again, and never have any of these diseases anymore. Now that may seem strange to you, but I praise God every day for taking her home and giving her a new body and causing her to be with Him for all eternity. Listen, don't ever forget to look up. Listen, I lost my wife earlier this year, so I know a thing about dealing with grief. I hope this message has helped you if you've lost a loved one, and these ways have helped you cope with their death. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for the message you've given me tonight and the study we've been through, how to deal with death, how we can cope with that loss, that great loss that we've experienced in our family. We ask you, Lord, that you might just touch those that have lost loved ones, help those that are sick, be with those in the hospitals and nursing homes, be with them, Lord, heal their bodies. We ask you, Lord, that you would take us, Lord, and help us be a witness to those that are lost. Maybe they've lost loved ones. Maybe they're hurting. Maybe they need Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be a lighthouse in this dark, dark world. For it's in Jesus' name I ask it all. Amen.